I'm Beth Foisey Adams. I'm a museum assistant at the National Waterways Museum in Gloucester. My role's gone from being someone who sells you a ticket or makes you a coffee at the museum and gives tours to being someone who's on the front line doing all the cleaning at the museum to try and keep it safe for visitors and staff. So we have a whole new cleaning routine of going round cleaning the doors, the handrails, a lot of the exhibits where they're sort of at touch height. Some people don't realise that they're putting their hands out. We're doing our best at the museum to make sure that, you know, if you do accidentally put your hand down somewhere, you're not going to catch anything, because we have been round cleaning to the best of our ability. We closed the museum down in March. Initially, we weren't sure what was going to happen. Then found out we were all being furloughed. So we've been just doing our own thing at home, keeping in contact with each other via WhatsApp and Facebook, and just generally trying to sort of keep the team going. And then coming back has been amazing to be back at work, but also quite stressful from the point of view that we've got a whole new routine to get used to, a whole new role really to get used to. But our managers have been amazing. They've been very on the ball with what's needed to be done, and it's just been sort of stepping from the old museum to the new museum. And now that's all in place, it's a great place to work again. But it's brilliant that, you know, we have got measures in place that have allowed us to reopen, and people are being really supportive around the museum of helping us to remain COVID secure at the museum. So I think it's just everyone coming together and doing our best to get through a difficult situation. My favourite object in the museum, because I'm a really gruesome person, is the drag hooks on floor one. I think a lot of people miss the drag hooks because they're hung up above one of the displays. I love murder mysteries, and they've got a bit of a story attached to them, that the drag hooks were used for dragging debris out of the canal and also the docks in Gloucester. And they'd also, unfortunately, if anyone fell in the water, they'd be used to drag bodies out of the water. One story that we have is of a policeman called Thomas Flavel in the Victorian period. Not a very popular man by any stretch of the imagination. If he caught you doing something in the docks that he thought you shouldn't be doing, he would arrest you and put you in a cell. And there you would stay until he chose to release you, or someone else took pity on you, shall we say. There'd been several altercations between him and people in the docks who worked here. He was part of the docks police force rather than the city police force, so he was specifically based in the docks. And one night, cold December night, he was seen out drinking on Southgate Street. Apparently been drinking half a pint of gin, various beers and that at pubs and ale houses along Southgate Street. He was last seen around 2 a.m. in the morning, heading down towards the docks. A search was made. Unfortunately, he wasn't found. And then eventually, several days later, someone was spotted wearing his hat. And the young lad was questioned, "Where did you get this hat?" "Oh, I got it from my brother." "Questioned brother." The hat was fished out of the docks. They searched the docks again, particularly around the barge arm. And unfortunately, Thomas Flavel's body was dragged from the water. Of course, Victorian period, if you were found in water, you must have died by drowning. So the case was closed quite quickly. Of course, to this day, we don't actually know what happened to him. Did he just go in the water because he was drunk and fell in? Or was he helped along his way by someone tired of his constant arresting people for no reason in the docks, and they just gave him a little push? But something you see today is there are chains all the way around the docks in Gloucester that you can grab onto if you fall in the water. That measure was actually brought in as a result of Thomas Flavel's death, that the chains are now there. I wasn't born in the area. I was born all the way over in Hertfordshire. But I moved here when I was very, very young. I've grown up just outside of Gloucester, but I've come to the city ever since I was a child. My earliest memories, funnily enough, are of coming to the city to go to the cathedral and the museums with my grandfather. I would have been about 7 or 8. So I've been around the city since childhood, and I've always loved the city. I've loved the history of the place. So coming to work at the National Waterways Museum was kind of a dream for me, that actually being part of the heritage of Gloucester and helping people learn more about Gloucester as a place to live, but also Gloucester as a historically significant city, is wonderful. Well, really, without the River Severn, Gloucester wouldn't be here. So it's grown up as a trading city from Roman times, really. There's been a docks here from the Roman times all the way through the medieval. It was eventually made a port by Elizabeth I. And since then, it's just continued to grow in significance. With the opening up of the country through the railways and the canals during the early part of the Industrial Revolution. We had the Gloucester to Sharpness Canal built to allow ships to come right the way up to Gloucester, bypassing Bristol. And the trading side of the city has just grown, just exploded from there. It was a very, very busy port. There is a wonderful photo upstairs of Gloucester in the 1930s. That shows some very large ships, certainly ships you wouldn't expect to see in Gloucester, ocean-going vessels in the dock, loading and unloading. I don't think it's really valued as much as perhaps it should be, as a place of importance to the country. People who come to Gloucester perhaps discover something they weren't expecting. They perhaps come thinking it's going to be a small city. Yes, we have some great museums. We've got the National Waterways, the City Museum, the Folk of Gloucester, the Regimental Museum at the other end of the docks. But I think the story that is told through those museums, and also the story that is told by people like the Civic Society, is one that I think opens people's eyes just to the significance of some of the smaller cities we have in the country. That yes, we may not be the biggest city, we may never have been the biggest city in the country, but that doesn't mean that we don't play an important role in British history.